The realization that all was lost had forced the masses from their terraces and high-rise castles to the battlefield of the streets to flee. The army protecting them had been called back to the capital to attempt one final stand against the rams, the reanimated corpses of those infected by the virus that had swept across the planet. The creatures were unrelenting. They had no purpose but to infect, to spread the virus. A bite, a scratch, a drop of blood. It was the beginning and the end. Oversized rats picked at the corpses strewn throughout the streets. They ignored the active rams for the time being, but once their food supply had dwindled, their newfound fearlessness and ferocity would lead them to destroy the decaying flesh from those that moved as well. This was the new city. Monuments to capitalism and progress lay in ruins, while the embodiments of hell roamed the streets. This was no longer a place to live. It was only a place to die. Man was not the alpha species anymore.
"They're gone. We've lost them,"
whispered the girl to the silent figure next to her.
"We're safe now."
They remained crouched in the doorway behind a battered shopping trolley. The bottom part of the door had been kicked in, the safety glass no match for looters desperate to steal the last packet of cigarettes, the last lighter, the last anything.
"Come on, let's go in. It can't be any worse than out here."
The man stayed silent. He followed the girl through the hole in the door. Enough light came through the filthy windows to reveal the ransacked shelving and trashed fittings. Not a place for commerce anymore, but a place for safety, even if just for a few hours. The rams wouldn't look for them in here, not without good cause.
"What's wrong?"
she asked her companion.
"I really don't feel well,"
he croaked.
"I think it was that rat. As soon as it bit me, I started to get pins and needles in my hand."
He lifted his arm into the dirty light to show her the swelling around the teeth marks. She looked away in revulsion.
"We need antibiotics," she said. "It's going septic."
"I can't go out there again. Not today. I'm tired. I need rest."
His throat was getting drier by the second.
"I need a drink."
The girl pulled a bottle of cola from her shoulder bag.
"Go steady with it. That's all we've got left."
The man unscrewed the top. Each turn was an effort. He took a drink and handed it back to her.
"We'll stay here tonight and then find a pharmacy first thing in the morning. Do you want something to eat?"
she asked, rifling through her bag once again.
"No, I want to close my eyes for a while,"
he replied and curled up in a fetal position with his back to the sweet counter. The girl took out a bag of dried fruit and pushed a couple of handfuls into her mouth, pausing in mid-chew as another group of rams rushed by the shopfront. She was 15, but savvy. She would get antibiotics for her companion tomorrow, and then they would get out of the city. She knew little about him other than he had lost everything too, and that he could drive. That was the main reason to stick with him. If they could find a working car on the outskirts of town, they could escape this nightmare. She sat for 3 hours watching the street. Then the fear and trauma caught up with her. She looked across at her companion in the fading light. She was used to the white noise of terror now, and her brain gradually convinced her she was as safe in the corner of this newsagent as she was anywhere. She listened to the sound of her breathing and allowed its hypnotic rhythm to carry her into sleep. She woke with a start. The moonlight illuminated enough of the small shop to reveal out-of-place shadows. The silhouette of her companion was no longer visible against the sweet counter, and there was a figure standing at the window looking in. A shiver ran down her spine, then another, as she realized it wasn't on the outside looking in. It was on the inside, looking directly at her. As had become second nature, she thrust her hands into her pockets and withdrew a knife and a torch. In the same instant, a familiar growl gurgled from the throat of the creature. It lurched towards her as if being woken from a nightmare and was on her before she could strike. A flash of light from the torch revealed the contorted mask that used to be the face of her companion. She sank the knife blade into the ram's stomach just as its teeth ripped the flesh of her neck, and she felt the emptiness of defeat. She felt the shame of being beaten. She felt the fear of what was to come. She felt. Then she didn't feel any more.